Hello.
Hello.
We are here, and now we can start.
Yes.
Thank you. Tracy?
Okay. One of my questions that I have was, whenever people do the astral travel, and you said sometimes on one of the recordings, you said that sometimes you can be seen.
Yes.
When you're doing that. Now, when other people do see you sometimes, do you look almost see-through-ish, like a, say, a spirit would, or do you look solid, just like you're right there with them, like, or do you know? I didn't.
Actually, you look solid.
Okay. I just didn't know if they know that you're some, you're not really.
It was weird. I was at a club, and it was on New Year's, and the guy that used to work at the club was on a vacation. But he was at the club, and I saw him, and he didn't pay a lot of attention to me, and I kept watching him throughout, and he was there for probably hour and a half, something like that. And then when he came back from vacation, I said, how come you were at the club on New Year's? I thought you were supposed to be on vacation. He said, I was. Okay. There was another case, it got recorded, of a man who was in the parliament. They were supposed to vote, and he was very passionate about the bill they were going to vote in. And he was really, really sick, and so he had to stay home. But he showed up at parliament, and they got a photograph of him at parliament. So, it would appear that you do appear to be solid. And I think it depends upon the circumstances and how much energy you put into it and how important it is to you.
You really wanted to put that vote in.
He did. He did.
Wow. And also, may I say that a lot of times I feel like what you're saying about energy and what you put into it. I have an 8-year-old who sees things.
Yeah.
And it's peripheral. It's like from his side vision, and it's not anything he actually puts into it, but it's something that just kind of comes to him, and it's natural. And so that kind of makes me, I mean, I'm playing.
It's more about spirits, though.
That's true.
This is astral traveling.
Okay.
Astral projecting.
Never mind. But I do that too, but okay.
A lot of people do. It's not uncommon.
But I mean, yeah, it's
more common than it is uncommon.
I don't think
People don't know it because
people
they don't talk about it.
Or they say the weirdest thing happened to me. It looked like I was looking down and I got scared and then
I did a radio show in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and they asked me if they should, you know, like, not let everybody talk or talk to me if they needed to go ahead and filter out people. I said, no, I want everyone. I don't have a problem with it. So we had four lines going, and the majority of the people were talking about spirits that they had seen, and they wanted to know if they had lost their mind, what was going on, because this had happened to them all their life, and it was a majority. It really shocked me how many people have psychic abilities that they don't know that most everybody has to some extent or another, and they think they're alone with their gift. Now, I'm here to tell you, you're not alone with your gift. There's a lot of people that have clairvoyance. There's a lot of people that have psychic abilities. There are people that are telepathic, they can pick up other people's thoughts, are empathetic, they pick up other people's pain and emotions. And I'm finding it's more common than uncommon. It's just no one wants to talk about it. It's a forbidden subject. Mm-hmm. It goes against church, it goes against everything that's taught because it's not accepted. Now I'm here to tell you, animals all have psychic abilities. They see spirits. So don't think that you're completely alone in this. You are not alone. And I'm glad to see things coming out on TV now that lets people know that other people are experiencing very similar things to what they've experienced, especially with hauntings and that sort of thing. So, yes.
Well, you just, that was another one of the questions when you said everybody has gifts. That was another thing. My question was, are there any kind of, like us sitting in here, some of us don't know what our gifts are. Is
yeah.
there a way to know, I mean, besides you telling us?
It's
or is
really
there
tough
like,
because you're born with it, so you don't know that you're different until
yeah.
somebody points it out. And then if they, and this usually it gets pointed out when you're in kindergarten or first grade or whatever, and then kids start making fun of you. And so you try to hold it back because you're not
you're
accepted,
present.
You're
yeah.
different. And so consequently, everything gets shoved back.
Or are there other certain times when that gift can kind of like, you still don't know it's a gift, but little spurts of it here and there. The reason why I say it, because we were going on vacation, and that whole vacation, everything I said would happen. And he was like, you got to stop it. I said, that police is going to pull us over. We didn't get in trouble, you know, but
yeah.
it just everything was happening. And
I'm
he was like, y'all, you need to stop. Don't say nothing else.
There are places that can stimulate your psychic abilities. Because they're kind of like power places. And they can stimulate your psychic. For me, Japan was a power place. It stimulated my psychic abilities to the point that it freaked me out. And it has to do with past lives, if you had a past life in a place, and you had that particular gift in that past life, and you go there, you can reclaim a gift. Which is really cool.
Yeah.
If you get... And it can be all sorts of things. It can be all the way, it can be very dramatic to like what happened to you where you were seeing everything just before it actually occurred. You'd know it just before it occurred.
Yeah, and I didn't realize I was just talking.
Yeah, it falls out of your mouth.
But it seems like once a blue moon, I'll have like a whole week where that'll happen.
Yeah.
Or does it mean anything besides being clumsy when you have a whole day where everything you, and you're not tired, but everything you pick up falls? Everything you get near.
Yeah,
it
falls. You're out of sync.
Everything. Okay.
You're out of sync. Now, when you're out of sync like that, do not drive.
Oh. Because okay.
you will have a car wreck.
Okay.
And you feel out of sync. You're accident prone.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do is get quiet somewhere.
Okay.
And hide.
Would citrine help in anything?
Citrine, there? Yes, thank you. Citrine really helps you get back into sync, it helps to level you back out. Citrine's really good for that.
I just thought I was clumsy. But then I was like, well, maybe that means something.
No, you can get out of sync. You can get out of sync because you might have had a very disruptive energy made you go out of sync. Or you might be in a phase, in a cycle. Sometimes that happens too. I've never had a car wreck ever that I wasn't completely out of sync during that particular day. I finally learned not to do driving
yeah.
without saying.
Stay home.
Mm-hmm. Or to do anything with knives.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like cutting vegetables, that sort of thing. So yeah.
Pizza for dinner that night.
Yeah. Blood pudding.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
There have been just very few situations that I can remember in my lifespan where, say, for instance, I was pumping gas and I just put it in and click, it's done already. And it's not like hyperspeed like we discussed before. It's just like you almost teleported or warped ahead in time. Like you're going somewhere and you're already on another, like, interstate. But it's like, hello, I'm here. I'm happy, healthy, but what, you know, what's going on?
It can depend. It can be missing time.
That's what it feels like.
It can be up to a few hours.
It's never been that long.
But if it's a few minutes, you zone. You you've zoned. I don't know what, I don't know how, I don't think there's a word for it.
Our gas was super cheap that day, right? You filled up really quick.
It was on fumes too, man.
I was like, what?
It can happen. Because time's kind of, it's all it is a way to measure. And time's really...
wibbly wobbly.
Yeah, it really is.
You can slow it down and speed it up?
Yes, you can slow it down and speed it up.
Yeah.
I taught them how to do that.
Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't have been here for another 20 minutes.
So I heard that in one of the sessions, and that's two fingers, and you just
counter to slow it down.
And then to speed it up.
Okay. Yeah, it works. Too good sometimes. If you're in a car and the car is really close to you, the same thing will happen to them.
So fair warning.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
I tried it.
Successfully, I hope.
Yes.
Very good. Everything I teach should be, you should be able to use it. Otherwise, what's the point?
Exactly.
I think you used a pink bubble this week, it worked.
You did what?
The pink bubble, you know.
Oh, the pink bubble?
It worked.
Yeah, I love that.
I used the egg when I was on my way and realized I was entering a time zone that was an hour ahead and I didn't know, and I was like running really late.
Tell me about the egg.
An egg really is for protection. You visualize in your mind you standing in a silver egg from the bottom all the way over to the top. And it's mirrored or silvered on the outside, Christed white light on the inside, and it will give you protection, spiritual protection. And it'll protect you against negative thoughts, negative thought forms, negative situations. It'll protect you from negative spirits or anything that might want to attach to you. It really works well.
It
lasts for 12 hours.
And you have to be careful in your car because people won't see you.
No, that's with the golden.
Oh, the golden bubble.
Yeah, the golden bubble.
That's where police come in.
Yeah, that works well with police.
My guides told me, if that's something that you want to keep up for like an extended period of time, that to put in a new one every day, but you can ask that it be reinstated or there was a specific word for it, replenished or, hold on, give me a second. I got on my train of thought and I lost it. Talk amongst yourselves. Reinforced,
yeah.
You could do that during the day if it was, so before the 12 hours is up, but before you put the new one up.
Yeah. You can do
in
that.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Of course. As with all things. Absolutely.
Kind of saves you a little bit of...
Yeah, well, it's not a big deal. You can just visualize it, too. You don't even have to say it. You can just visualize it.
There's something about, like, asking the Band of Mercy to do it that's the little extra, like... You know what I mean? The oomph, the gusto.
Okay, it works for me. Yeah, it works for you. As long as you do it. Yes.
So if you're on a scooter... I bought a scooter and I just took a motorcycle class. I was the only one in the motorcycle class with a scooter. Anyway, so today when I was listening, I was thinking about the eggs and the bubbles. And I was like, well, which one would I use? Because if I do this one, then what if they don't see me and then they hit me?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, so which one do I use?
You don't.
Okay.
You ask your guardian angel to protect you and your scooter,
okay,
whatever ways are deemed appropriate in the name of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
All right. I don't suggest you put it in a golden bubble. Someone will squash you.
Yeah. See, the problem with me visualizing is sometimes I get the shade a bit off, and one time I put myself into a shimmery, shiny, draw attention to myself golden bubble, and it did the exact opposite.
It doesn't work like that. You shouldn't do it that way.
This was years ago.
Okay.
I visualized the wrong shade of gold.
Gotcha.
Glitter gold, huh?
What I noticed happens to me And I don't know what this is called. Situations where people lose their cool, I am able to stay
calm
and focused. Like I remember once at work, we heard a loud boom on the third floor. And we were on the first floor. Here comes this. And they said one of the technical guys got electrocuted. And they were all crying and saying he got it. So I'm like, you sure he got electrocuted? They say, yes, he got it. The next thing I saw him coming down the staircase. I said, no, maybe he got shocked. Electrocuted means that you're dead.
Right. Right. Good point.
Yeah. And they were so taken up in that they couldn't rationalize what it was. As if could somebody drown without dying? And they say, oh, no.
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Could be
and they were all in Mr. Webster looking to see. And you know, like when I get bad news, I always try to center myself so that I wouldn't fall apart. I wouldn't sweat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put myself in a bubble or anything.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so, okay.
Okay, Tracy. Mm.
Yes. Okay.
I love that it's stapled.
I was at work. Okay, my other question that I have is, can someone, if you ask someone, can you pray for them, can they text you their response, or do you have to have them call you? I didn't know, do they have to, like, actually call you?
Does that have to be verbalized?
Yeah. I don't think it needs to be verbalized.
Yeah, I didn't know if it's an oral consent.
But if they can't speak.
But wouldn't consent be consent regardless?
I would think consent would be consent.
And if anything, it's written consent, so then you have proof of...
Yeah, I think you're okay if they're the ones that gave the consent. I don't think there's a problem. Let me check real quick. Just give me a sec. No, there's no problem.
But that still goes, they have to give permission.
They have to give permission.
If they're over 13, it has to be from the person themselves, not
yes.
a representative.
Correct.
Now, what if there was power of attorney in place?
Mm. Whoever had power of attorney can give consent.
Even if they're not incapacitated? Or do they have to be incapacitated?
If they gave their power over, their authority to make decisions over to somebody else, that person has the ability to make those decisions.
And also something she told me with the Alzheimer's patient, while they're still healthy, when they give you consent and then they're not able to, it doesn't have to be renewed, that it's
no,
when it's done.
It is. Yes.
Right. I just want to clarify that for a second.
Sure.
All right. So that means if a person finds themselves in a way they can't communicate, like a coma or something like that, but before they got into a coma or a wreck or whatever it is that incapacitates them, they give power of attorney to somebody who they know would, on their behalf, operate in their best interest and choose to change the future from whatever it was going to be to something that's good for them on their behalf. That's fine.
It's good.
It's good. Okay, excellent.
Even if the person was bad, if they gave their consent, that person would still have the executive right to make that decision.
That's pretty interesting.
Does it have to be a medical power of attorney or
no.
any power of attorney?
Medical power of attorney only stands for medical.
You can do legal power of attorney to cover all sorts of different
things. Yes, you can.
But if I were to say to you, I give you my consent to do whatever you feel is appropriate for me, like for this year or you can whatever, you then have that power. She's smiling from ear to ear.
I was waiting to bust that out.
Your cat.
But yeah, you do. You do have that. So those are good things to know. And if you live in a rent house and you have spirits in your rent house, you may not necessarily have the ability to have them removed. You would be wiser to go to the owner of the property and ask him if you can pray for your property. You don't have to explain to them what it's about, but you have to get their permission to do that. That gives you authority then. So those are good things to know.
What if you had authority, say it was a business, and you had authority to take care of whatever happened in the building?
You have authority.
So you have the authority.
You do. You do have authority. Yes.
Okay, so let me clarify that one, because I got this. Okay. Let's say you have a rent house that's across the street you know for sure is haunted, I mean, with a really loud ghost, right? And then some people who make themselves undesirable to live across the street from move into the house. You can give them a little waiting period before you get
to the house. That's so funny, man. You know. That's funny.
Is that
funny? It's going to spook them out a little bit.
Let them feel just a little bit of the burn, you know. And then go get it.
It's okay.
Oh, good. Excellent.
It's proof for them that it actually exists.
It is. Sometimes people need proof to get their acts together. So it's not a bad thing. It's actually proof that there's more than what is seen, what is on the material. I think that's probably a very good experience for them. Might scare them straight.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of that.
So it's not a bad deal. No.
And so if you have a rental property and you do a lifting on it regularly, and then you have someone tell you it's haunted, it's them, not the house.
Probably. But new things can wander in. I have clients that have problems where they're living on battlefields, you know, Civil War battlefields. And it's very problematic because you can clear it and then here comes, you know, tenfold more.
I had one that was a hot mess and she just brought it on herself.
That happens.
And as soon as she left, everything was fine.
Yep. And there are people that stimulate. They're activators.
Yeah, that was her.
And they can bring on a whole bunch of mess just by their energy. So yeah, you protect yourself the best way you know how, and it teaches them good information. Then you clear.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to hold it.
Before the new one moves in.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. There's other things that can be done as well. If you have somebody that you feel is truly dangerous that lives like across the street or close, which you know this one works, you can ask the benign or, which is the last part of the lifting, to remove them harmlessly and to the highest good of all involved using those particular names of God. And it will happen.
And then bring out that night. In the middle of the night.
So the binaur is extraterrestrial control, right?
No, it's not extraterrestrial. So it does give you protection, but the binaur are the Brotherhood of the 76, SEC, that helped to teach Christ.
Oh.
But they have other authorities. And that is one of them. But you can't be doing this because you don't like your neighbor, because nothing's going to happen.
Could this be done if you were in a situation that you felt like if I was on a train somewhere and there was somebody who made me like just got a really bad, like I knew they were bad.
And you couldn't get off.
And I couldn't get off. Like,
no, you would not ask for that. You would ask for the Archangel Michael and his legions to protect you from that individual.
So how do you determine whether to use the benign or Archangel Michael?
The benign or is for major move. Like, you've got somebody across the street that has threatened your life.
Okay.
Or, and you know there's danger, okay? Mm-hmm.
Sexual predator type of thing.
No, it'd have to be greater than that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have to really be doing something.
A threat.
A threat. And if they're a threat, you can ask for the benign or to remove them to the highest good of them and all involved. And it works really well. Her neighbor had become dangerous, threatening. Yeah. And she called me up and she said, what can I do? I said, this is what you do. She did it that night or that afternoon, mm-hmm. and he was gone by the middle of the night.
That was Jack's neighbor.
Yeah.
And Jack was all excited. Next morning, he said, they moved out in the middle of the night. We saw him packing.
But that has to be kind of an extreme threat. You can also ask for the benign or to show everyone the truth about an individual.
Really? Let's hear more on this one.
If deemed appropriate through God.
If deemed appropriate through God. Let's say you've got somebody who lies and who is besmirching your character and all that sort of thing.
Or someone else's character.
Or somebody else's character that you know for a fact is just a really bad person. You can ask the benign, but they really have to be a bad person.
Right.
Otherwise,
it doesn't work.
You can ask the benign or to show them to all, and works really well in court, to show them to all for what they truly are and what their motives and agendas are truly about. It's wild. And the names. Desh Hashem, Shekinah, Shaddai, the unknown name of God, Shem, Ham, Farash, El Shaddai, Adonai, Jah, El Elohei, Israel.
And in the name
and
of
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus Christ. And it really works well. I used it in a court case. There was a woman that, she was my client, and her husband passed, and he was wealthy. And his brother was determined to take all the estate away from her. So that I asked that he be shown the truth as the Nior to show the court and everyone there the truth of what he was and what he was about. And he got up to testify and he went, bluh, 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 bluh. And he couldn't testify. He couldn't talk. It just came out like deep mumbles. It was bizarre. I'm like, whoa.
And I thank thee.
So he didn't tell the truth. He just couldn't say anything at all.
He couldn't say anything. He just, bleh. It was berserk.
Say it better.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, Carol,
so what was the outcome?
The benign order, years to send before, don't call upon them unless it's a life-threatening type situation. Why would they help with that situation, though, in court? That's not necessarily life-threatening.
That was a sense of deep injustice that was being done to the world. They wouldn't have done anything had it not been a deep injustice. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what all they can be used for. I was told to use them for that. I've only used them in rare occasions. And when I say rare occasions, I'm talking maybe 3 times. Because I'm very, very cautious what I ask God to do. Because I don't want to ever overstep my boundaries.
And can you expound upon what you're talking about, them being the teachers of Christ?
They were the teachers of Christ in his early years and training him spiritually. That's what my guides had told me. And that... he had had other teachers, unworldly teachers to help him, to teach him where the spiritual laws were, because these are things you're not born with that knowledge. You have to learn. It's there, but it's not fully into your awareness, your active awareness. So it has to be brought forth.
And the Benai Aura are not angels.
They're not angels. No, they're not angelics.
They are ascended masters, or what would be a...
I don't think I would call them ascended masters. They're not human. You know, ascended masters is really, I think, not the right terminology. I really don't think so. If you really stop and think about it, ascended master, you could be... Michelangelo would have been an ascended master of painting.
Yeah. Kind of like a guide, a master guide. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but there's a lot of New Age terminologies that really don't fit well. But they're in the Keys of Enoch. If you want to explore a little bit more on that.
The Benai Aura.
Yeah, the Benai Aura. All
right.
You're welcome. Yes. Did we finish?
No.
Wait, you have one?
No, go.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I have a couple. Can we kind of like take a brief interview?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. If somebody is honest to goodness, truly possessed, like demonically possessed, and they die while they are possessed, mm-hmm. what happens to them?
They don't remain possessed.
So they're not like they're not entrapped. They're not necessarily.
It depends upon how they became possessed. If they became possessed through like pornography, sex, drugs, that sort of thing, which can happen because when you do those things, it opens you up for possession. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Does that give automatic permission?
It's like giving permission.
Because that's my question about the whole possession thing, is that you have to invite.
Not necessarily.
That's a question.
That can be part of it. You can move into a place that is demonically possessed and become attacked. You can be passing through or going to a place and leaving, and it might go with you. You can do it through Ouija boards. You mm-hmm. can become possessed through Ouija boards. There's all sorts of possibilities. I had one three-year-old child that the father damned the child. You know how you GD damn? Well, he damned the child, and the child became possessed, demonically possessed, was speaking in Latin at 3 years old. Okay?
Wow.
So there's multiple ways. You can get an object that has demonic possession attached to it. You start wearing it and you can become possessed.
It's interesting to me though. What makes someone more susceptible to that?
It's according to their lessons.
Okay.
And the lessons of
because
those around them.
I wonder about that, you know. Is the will or... So to speak, I don't know. It's very curious.
It is.
Yeah. I know when I started, the more spiritual I try to become, the more I got attacked.
Well, sure. They don't want you to become
spiritual. Well, the lighter the light, the brighter the light, the more that's, you know.
What?
That just made me think about the fact that I just do not like Ouija boards since I was little. In fact, we were watching a movie the other day, and they popped one up, and I was like, oh, done. And he was like, well, I don't even want to watch it now, because if I can't watch that part, I can't see the whole movie. And I was like, I don't want to watch that part.
Well, don't be afraid of anything.
Freak me out.
No, you can't go through life being afraid of anything. If you are, they will use it against you.
They'll pop up Ouija boards in your car.
That is
great. They'll show up in weird places.
Oh, they can make it up. They can manifest whatever they want, pretty much.
They have pink and purple Ouija boards for New Year's.
Oh, I know. I saw that, and that bothered me.
It's not the board.
It's just I choose not to be around them, I guess.
It's not the board. It's what's done with the board.
Right.
It's kind of like the gun. Does the gun shoot anybody? No, it's who's holding the gun.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid of stuff like that.
Okay.
Because anything you're afraid of, they will use it against you. It is a weakness.
Oh, great.
And then Carol, When they point out a weakness, what do?
You say, thank you. I needed to know that information. Now I can turn it into a strength. Ha. Ha, ha, ha.
That's cool.
Gotcha. I did. I did. I realized that the dark side was using a weakness against me. And it dawned on me, hey, I can use this. And I did. They got mad. I laughed.
So when do you feel like you're attacked mostly from the dark side? In your dreams or awakening or when? Because for me,
which part of my life?
Carol's for me, it's like a dream in my dreams a lot. You know, that's why I say ask
those
you
of
that.
You that are attacked in your dreams. Yes. And there's multiple levels on this, okay? In your dreams, they can appear as vampires, and they're coming after you. They can appear as strange. They're men. I don't know what they are, but they're. You can't even.
The slimy ones?
No.
Or like the sexually.
Well, the sexual can come into play,
and
too.
I have those too as well. Yes,
I had a dream that there was like a man in chains, and I could like hear the shackling.
They can attack you in dreams. So what you do is this: you program your mind before you go to sleep that if anything of that nature happens, you will command it away in the name of Jesus Christ, and get practiced. Because you will learn to be able to do it, and they will go away when
like
you
that.
Command them in the name of Jesus Christ.
It's interesting, because I have done that before in my dreams, and it's almost like a lucid type of thing, mm-hmm. because I am aware of what's going on over time. This has been over years. But, yeah, to where I am aware of it. And
that's your best protection.
Yes.
And but what you're doing is you are raising your authority level. And they'll quit attacking you in dreams. But they may try to get you sexually. You also have to command on that one, too. Mm-hmm. Sorry you can't have fun in your dreams.
Dang
it.
Not advisable. Yeah.
Well, you told us a while ago that you put a Bible under your bed in the 91st Psalm with your picture and a wooden... or iron or silver cross. Mm-hmm. Does that help with that at all?
It does. It does give you protection.
That protects you at night.
Yes.
I sleep with a Bible.
I thought that was witchcraft to put your picture in.
No.
The Bible under your bed?
Yeah, you can put
the 91st Psalm.
Yeah.
And wood, iron, or silver cross.
Yeah. It gives you protection.
Bible under your bed?
Against
demonic. With your picture on the 91st Psalm.
Were you talking about the hooded figures?
So what?
I'm trying to talk about the hooded ones.
Oh, hooded, yeah. Yeah,
no, that's what you, and they're not nice when they're standing beside your bed.
No, they're not.
I never put the Bible under my bed. I have it on a table at the side of the bed.
You can do it
there.
Will
that do?
That'll do it. Put your picture in there, put a silver cross on it. Silver, wooden, or iron. One of the three.
91st Psalm.
On 91st Psalm, close it.
Yeah, I have 91st Psalm. No, I leave it open.
Oh, that's fine. You can leave it open as long as you're within the 91st Psalm. 91st Psalm appears to be the strongest protection within the Bible.
But did I make that up, though, about the putting your picture with the Bible for something about witchcraft?
That deals with witchcraft. It can stop witchcraft. Yeah.
Okay, stop it.
So you could just essentially put a family picture?
Why not?
Okay.
In the Bible, 91st Psalm,
mm-hmm.
close it,
mm-hmm.
cross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A sprinkle of salt, like a measure. I mean, there's nothing else.
If you choose to, but it's all right with the...
Just the picture and the cross
and
the Bible.
And it has to be around the bed?
No, it doesn't have to be.
It just could be anywhere?
It can be anywhere. I like to do it where it's underneath the bed. That's where they told me to do it the first
sound
time.
Sound or sleep, I
that's
guess.
What I do.
I guess that's when you're at your weakest, kind of.
Mm-hmm. You're at your most
said
vulnerable.
You
guides.
Guides? Mm-hmm. Your guides, okay.
One more quick question. The animal, like the nature community can come to you and they can give you messages via creatures. So if like an owl, per se, were to come to you, you would need to maybe look at animal speak and look and see how that owl.
And there's 10 pages of owl, by the way.
And if it's persistent, like if it goes over the course of a couple of days, then you really need to pay attention.
But if you say, okay, that's a sign from the nature spirit, nature community, thank you guys, and it goes away, then you really know.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a happenstance.
I don't think anything's happenstance. I think everything has purpose.
We were talking about the book. I bought it. Bam, I had a dream the next week that I would have never had a clue about.
Yeah.
And I looked it up and I thought, huh, okay.
I really
That's why
the
I
book.
Bought it.
Animal Speak is a really, really good book.
So speaking of that book, if you have a defiant puppy, that's the book I need, right?
No. No, if you need to take a really strong hand and make sure that you teach the dog not to be defiant. Josh, take notes.
With the Legion of Pan? The Legion of Pan?
The Legion of Pan can help and assist, yeah.
He's smart as a whip. He's just a stinker.
Well, the smarter ones are the ones that are hardest.
This was bad.
I have a Yorkie.
He's a great Dane, so he's a big boy.
Well, my Yorkie would get mad at me for like 2 or 3 days.
Your Yorkie thinks she's a, or he is a great Dane, right?
Yeah.
No.
And my mom,
she just knows she's clean.
So I had to stay on her
24/7.
And Yorkies are almost impossible to house. House strength.
They're
just horrible. They're hard headed.
Well, your dog headbutt.
With the hard
dog.
Dog
headbutt the other dog that one time. Remember? She headbutted the other dog.
Yeah.
You saw Jeff when she headbutted the other dog.
You're doing the animal thing soon, aren't you? Or no? No, never
that's
mind.
Fall.
No, that's October.
Yeah. No.
You've got the other convention coming up.
Yeah, I've got the
paranormal
Expo.
I'm going to say it's October 8th. In October 8th or 9th. I don't know if it's
for the animals.
A 2-day thing.
No.
No,
no.
It's
at MacArthur Park at the museum.
Isn't that coming up like in April?
No.
Or in June? Or
no.
May? I thought
no.
I saw something about that.
Yeah, it was in the paper.
What was?
The paranormal. The
paranormal.
But it's in
Park.
October.
The museum?
It's in October though.
No.
No.
It was like May,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I think
no, I thought it was in the
Check.
Fall. When
it was in the paper. Today.
Yeah, I saw it.
Whatever it is, I'm going to be there. So.
They put it on Facebook.
Was it that about a year ago?
That was last October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do the animal in October too, don't you?
Yeah. She's got to check and see. I don't remember the date. I've got it in there.
It was in the newspaper today, but I don't remember what it's saying.
There's been a bunch of stuff on Facebook about it.
There has.
I think I was supposed to be there all 3 days or something.
Do you really want to be there that day?
I don't care.
This from he's the one at MacArthur Park?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You are the most popular one there.
It's October 8th.
Yeah,
October 8th and October 9th. Apparently it's going to be this year's expo is going to be more exciting. We're going to have 2 days. We're going to have health screenings from the UAMS College of Pharmacy.
There's something going on in May there, too.
But it's not. It's the May movies.
The military festival.
No, it's a paranormal
festival.
Well,
it was in the paper.
I'm not invited. Yeah.
You've been snubbed.
A question. If you've been doing the lifting regularly and you still have something that's weighing heavy on you or you're still kind of having, you get startled out of your sleep and things like that, should you do like the formula for negative thought forms or like what do you do at that point?
You're lifting, you're new at it.
Uh-huh.
Your body is not built up completely. There are things that you are going to have to learn. So there will remove what you have authority to date to have removed.
So the others pick on you until you gain
yes.
authority.
Until you learn. It's all learning.
It's all good.
It's all good. They can't harm you, but they can drive you crazy.
Well, you come on every day Friday and you get a carol lifting. Or you listen to the website and you play push play and you get a carol lifting.
So it works the same way if you listen to a lifting on them?
I don't know. Does it?
You said that if with the audio, if they listen
to it.
In,
should. It should work. I don't know. Try it.
Find out.
Don't ever volunteer to be her guinea pig.
Oh, yeah. No. Don't worry.
But, and that's another thing too, as you start growing and evolving and you start doing the liftings, understand the liftings are not protection. Sorry. But as you do those liftings, you are doing redemption work for God. Okay? You're in service to God. And your authority will build over months and years to where you can, your liftings are far more powerful. And the liftings that I do are very powerful. I don't know if your initial beginning liftings could remove the demonic from someone else. I don't know. I had to go level by level by layer in order to get to the place where I could do a lifting that sort of thing would actually happen. Now I can take someone who's thoroughly possessed by the demonic and do a lifting on them and they're clean without having to do a full-scale exorcism like I used to have to do years ago.
But you've earned that right.
I've earned that right. Absolutely.
All that fasting you had to do.
Oh, God, yes, the fasting. That is slim. I should do it.
I was going to say, maybe that's what I mean.
That's why you're like, dude, who wants to fast?
Yeah, before I do an exorcism, I would automatically do a 3-day fast. On the third day, they'd show up on my doorstep.
And ask for it.
Wow. Yep, and ask for it. I got a message. I'm possessed by the... I'm demonically possessed, and I was told you could fix me.
And they do it at your house?
They do it at my house. Showed up at my house.
Yeah, Rebecca liked that, didn't she?
Oh, my daughter, her kid. She'd come home from school, and I'd say, honey, you got to go to your room. I have an exorcism to perform. She'd automatically go to her room.
Just let me know when dinner's ready, Mom.
And don't let them scream too much. My poor neighbors.
Oh, no joke.
So, yeah, it will shift as you get more authority. Your liftings will become stronger. So don't worry about it. If it gets bad for whatever reason, I'm here. You call me up or you show up or whatever the case may be. That'll help too.
Yeah, I've been pestering.
She's growing in her authority. Mm-hmm. And you just continue growing.
I've taken a lot of it as lessons, I guess.
When you say she's growing in her authority, what do you mean?
She's been working with me and she's been learning all of this and she's been using the liftings on a daily basis. And for that reason, because she does that, it gives her authority.
As far as being sensitive and having that...
No, it's not about sensitivity.
No?
Mm-mm. I've been doing it for a couple of years now, so...
Yeah, you've grown in your authority.
A lot. I can tell the difference.
It has nothing to do with your gifts, your sensitivities, or anything. If you earn the respect of the spirit community, God's spirit community... You earn the authority to call upon them for help, aid, and assistance.
They know you're serious if you put in the work, just like in a job. If you do the work and you're a hard worker, then it's going to come through.
So it's kind of like if you acknowledge them, they acknowledge you.
Yes. They have to get to know you mean business. You have to earn it through seniority.
And you've got to meet, like, 50-50 is not a good... Not a good analysis, but you've got to go as far as you can, and they'll meet you where that is.
When you're in the process of learning spiritually, they will give you the lessons that you need for your spiritual growth. And it's never too much. It's never anything that you cannot work with. But you may come to a point where, God, I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know the answers for this. Please help me. Help me to understand what I'm going through, what I need to do to learn the lesson. Give me a word, something. And they will. When you've run out of everything you know to date, they will give you new information that will get you through. But you have to work through everything you know first. You have to use all of your tools first. And then when there's a new tool coming your way, They'll let you work through all of them until you run out, and you say, please, I give up. Then they'll give it to you.
No shortcuts.
You've gone through the screwdriver, the Allen wrench, you've got the socket, and then all of a sudden they come down and they say, ooh, here you go, here's some needle nose pliers. And I'm like, oh, needle nose pliers, thank you.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, what I am giving you is a shortcut.
Yes.
You need to be very grateful. You don't have to go through
what I went through to get the lifting.
The lifting is the shortcut, essentially.
Do you realize that the lifting took shortcuts. 30 years to come into effect?
And you got that from your guides?
Yeah, I got everything.
Well, probably you found that from that bookstore, too.
That never had the lifting.
Oh, no lifting?
No.
Describe lifting, please.
You're going to go through it tonight.
It's not scary. It's very pain-free.
Oh, I'm not scared.
It's a prayer. You ask the Band of Mercy to remove whatever's attached, affecting, and influencing the appropriate archangel or angels and their legions, and the appropriate archangels and angels and their legions from the realms and counter realms to remove whatever they have authority over. It's actually a three-part prayer. That's what a lifting is.
And it's redeeming.
They're redeeming. Anything that's attached to you gets redeemed back to God. They're not just taken from you. Pardon?
The cords are cut.
There's no cords.
And she'll give you a copy, too. We'll give you copies. Yeah. We have copies.
And that's how you build your authority, too, because you're doing redemption work. You're working for God. You're working with His authority.
Yes, through his
authority.
Because you, on your own, have no authority.
And through the power of Jesus Christ.
Through the power of Jesus Christ, you do have authority. Christ's authority.
Exactly.
Not yours.
Right.
Christ.
Right.
But you build your authority by doing that. Yes.
I was making sure. Okay. I wanted to ask, while we're talking about guides, when I was talking about the same trip that we were on and everything, I was just in a really bad mood. I don't know if it's because we had so many kids with us, teenagers fighting, but anyway, at one point in time, we're on our way back, and I just had this like dark cloud over me, and we're sitting there, and he's driving, and I promise I thought it was his voice. I heard what I thought was him say, "What do you need? No, do you need something?" And when you say that you hear your guides will speak on one side, and, you know, I never knew what that meant until listening to all the audio, and I went, wait a minute. When I heard that voice, in my mind, I would have thought it was somebody on this side of me, except I was sitting by the door. He was driving. So, and then I realized, well, no, that wasn't. And I asked him, I even looked at him, I said, did you say something to me? I mean, I heard it clear as day.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I was wondering, could that have been my guides knowing that I got this doom and gloom feeling that I can't shake and I'm angry and I'm this and that and maybe asking
me? You were possessed.
Me, was it really?
You were possessed.
Because somebody clearly said, what do you need? It was calm, but it sounded just like him.
Yeah,
but nobody else in the car said it.
And you were possessed by somebody that was really ticked off.
I'm telling you, we were at the beach,
it wasn't a personality, was it? Yeah, you were possessed
from the moment that Arkansas was going
to needed to do the lifting.
Okay, but it was the strength. Like when I thought it was his voice, that's what blew me away. And I'm like, he didn't say it, but I'm gonna ask him anyway. Did you say that to me?
So did it get better after you said the lifting, or did you say the lifting?
No, I didn't say it.
I didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything.
Did you know about the lifting at this point?
Yes.
I did. I've known for years.
Yes.
I just would do it sporadically
here and there.
Yeah. But now I'm doing it a lot.
It is called the daily lifting.
I know. I'm really on it.
With good reason.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter if you're too tired, if you've been out and had a couple drinks, especially then you need to do it.
If you're on a beach.
If you're on a beach, that's right. You need to do it every night.
If you want pina coladas.
I remember the night. I've even woke up in the middle of the night that I've realized that I fell asleep while saying the lifting. That's how much they did. And I got up and did it right then.
You know, since I've been really trying to do it faithfully, it made me, I kept yawning. I wasn't even tired. It was
all
day.
The time.
I was yawning every time, but it was only when I would say the names.
Uh-huh.
Not when I was saying the other
That's
words, but every time I'd say a name.
Proof.
Yeah,
and that's the dark one.
And I was like, and I knew it though. I knew it. I was like, I know what you're trying to do, and I kept on going, but I kept yawning every time.
That's the dark one trying to stop you.
See, that's
I was sitting in my living room, and I
kept. What's scary is watching you have trouble saying it.
Oh, when I have trouble saying it, you know they're fighting me.
I was scared that one time you were lifting off my friend. I've never seen. Carol was short of breath.
I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
I had one today.
What happens when you. You're trying to do your lifting and
they try to blank out my mind
and start crying
and it feels like super heavy this hair.
Oh, they're just getting to they're
messing.
You gotta scream out then, right?
You gotta get stronger. Fasting. You scream it. Just get stronger.
When I started, it was real hard for me to finish without crying. Now I don't. But
that's because whatever was attached to you didn't want to go.
Okay.
Mickey, just put on your cute little shoes that you always wear and just stay there for a little bit. She's like, you're so wrong.
Oh,
she knows, okay, she's in my face book.
Cara, a guy that I dated a long time ago, he died last November. And when I saw it, yes, I was sorry, but not sorry enough to... you know, make any overture to his family or anything. And I've dreamt about him about 3 or 4 times.
Since.
But every time he comes into my dream, I say, I don't want to talk to you. When you were alive, you should have said this, you are a liar. Don't even bother.
Wow. I think you're doing yourself a disservice by doing that.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk
to
him.
I don't care. You're doing yourself a disservice because he will haunt you. Oh, he wants help. And if I were in your shoes, what I would be doing is I would ask the Band of Mercy to help him into the light or into protected sanctuary in the name of Jesus Christ.
If it's inappropriate.
Any grudges that you hold on to will hurt you.
No, but it's not a grudge, really.
It doesn't matter. If you don't like them for whatever reason, when they come to you after death, you do what is spiritually correct for them.
Is that because he can get bitter towards her for not helping?
Yes, he can haunt her.
Well, you want him to go into the light.
You do. You're now, as a human being, as a spiritual human being, we should help all that come to us for help.
Now, question, if he came to her, but then he left, and he's not coming into her dreams now, does she have that authority to ask the Band of Mercy to assist him in the light?
No, she doesn't until if he shows up. But it wouldn't hurt under the circumstances because he has come to her. If appropriate, I would please ask the Band of Mercy to locate, using his full name, city and state, and take him either into the light or into protected sanctuary in the name of Jesus Christ. Or that next morning, if you had a dream about him, that next morning go ahead and do that. Otherwise, he's liable to haunt you till the day you die.
So, you don't want that.
No, I don't want that. And he doesn't need it.
And I was like, why are you even coming into my
dream? Maybe he feels like he has unfinished business before he can go into the light.
There's something.
Maybe he knows
for real.
There's something that you need to understand. Stop. There's something you need to understand. When you have the information, or you're close enough to get the information, they will seek you out for help. Okay, that's the way it is.
You're like a little lightning bug in the dark.
If you want to walk the spiritual path, you have to take the responsibility of walking the path. And you can't let petty anything come into play, or bad feelings, or judgments, or they were this, or they were that. They are human beings that are astray, they need help, and as a spiritual human being, if you have the ability to help them, you help them.
And especially the worst of the worst. You really especially want them the to go into the light.
That's
something that you helped me understand that gave me peace. Because I didn't understand that, how someone could be mass murderer, mass rapist, whatever, and still at that time go into heaven. That did not seem fair to me. Then why do I have to live my life the way it is? That's not the way it works. That's how I felt, though, you know.
Sure.
Here I am doing the right thing, and explain. You do it better.
Can we, on that note, can we pick up with that after break?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Okay.